Spiders aren't so bad, you know.
I don't like them.
God likes spiders.
I don't think so.
God likes spiders so much he gave them two extra legs. Don't you know the story?
What story?
The story of Christmas Spider. Nobody liked him much either, but they found out.
What happened?
You get sleepy under the covers and I'll tell you. You remember what happened in Bethlehem?
You mean about Jesus in the manger?
That's right. On the night Jesus was born, many people came to behold him. The shepherds nearby, the three wise kings from far away. All of a sudden, they saw a great big ugly spider run across the baby. Joseph, the father, didn't like spiders, and he tried to get it and squash it. But the spider was too fast and escaped into the hay. The baby Jesus didn't mind, though. He just laughed like it tickled him. Pretty soon, everyone went back to admiring the holy child. A few nights later, an angel came to Joseph in a dream and warned him that a mighty king called Herod was jealous of Jesus and ordered all newborn babies to be killed. Quickly, Joseph and Mary bundled up the baby and fled with the donkey. That's all they owned. They were poor like Indians. They traveled many days, but the road was hard and the donkey died of exhaustion. So Joseph and Mary had to carry the baby in their arms. They came to a big field of sugarcane, and behind them Joseph saw a big cloud of dust. He knew it was the soldiers, Herod's soldiers, coming after them too fast. Mary was frightened.
Oh, what shall we do?
We must hide.
But where? The soldiers will ride through the sugarcane. They'll find us. We'll be trampled beneath the hooves.
Look there.
That old tree?
Yes, run for it. It's our only hope.
The cloud of dust was getting closer. They ran to an old tree, long dead, and found it had a hollow trunk.
Inside, quickly.
Oh, but they will find us in here. Look, you can see right inside.
We have no choice. Quickly.
We must pray for a miracle.
Just then, as they squeezed into the hollow, they heard a tiny voice. It was the voice of the spider. In those days, animals could sometimes speak.
I am here, in the folds of the baby's blanket.
That spider again. This time I'll get it.
No, Joseph. Maybe this is our miracle.
A spider? What can a spider do? I don't like spiders.
I've traveled with you all these days because of the child who showed me his love. I've waited to help you. Now, please, let me try.
It's hopeless. We are trapped here.
Just then, the baby smiled, and the spider ran across him quickly to the hole in the hollow tree, to the top of the opening, and then down on a thread of silk from his body. He fastened it firmly to the bottom of the hollow and ran up it again and across and back down.
Hurry, please, hurry. The soldiers are near.
I cannot go faster. But I'll try.
The spider spun as never before, weaving a web behind him like fine silver mesh.
Hurry, please, hurry.
The soldiers were getting closer and closer to the old tree where the spider dashed, spinning, weaving feverishly until his own blood ran down the strands.
Hurry, please, spider.
I can't. I have no strength left in my heart. I have no silk left in my body.
But the hole in the hollow tree was still open. The soldiers were almost upon it. Then a real miracle happened. The spider felt something.
What? Look, look! My legs! I have new legs! New legs!
Suddenly, the spider had eight legs, not six like before. The spider found new strength, working faster than ever, almost flying. What a sight! Joseph and Mary huddled with Jesus, couldn't believe what they saw. The spider web covered up all the hole, thick and beautiful, like a silver tapestry hiding them. When the soldiers came to the tree, all they saw was a spider web.
Look over there, sir. That That tree's hollow. They could be inside.
No, no, impossible. How could they be inside without breaking the spider web? Never thought of that, did you? And
yes,
look,
sir.
The web must be quite old. See, the spider who made that web is dead. Look.
Yes, sir.
The spider swung on the last strand of silk from his body, floating back and forth in the wind, all his life used up to save the child who loved him.
I don't like spiders, and there's probably more of them inside.
I'll look, sir.
Let's move. We've got to keep looking.
Joseph and Mary stayed inside the tree with Jesus for a long time after the soldiers left. When it was safe again, Joseph carefully parted the spider's web as he stepped out of the tree. He felt ashamed of his prejudices. What he feared had saved him. He learned a great lesson of life, that no man should have prejudice, for all things on earth are part of God.
Mom, can we put a web on the Christmas tree this year to remember the spider?
Yes, of course. Now you get to sleep.
Thanks for the story, Mom. It made me feel a lot better.
Good. Good night, Joe. You're my miracle.